Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're continuing through the reading of Romans chapters 4, 5, and 6. This is what we're given in Mass each day, parts of these sections from Romans that are critical. I'm going to continue today a little bit in chapter 5 and then make it into chapter 6 because the readings today at Mass are dealing with Paul's teaching in chapter 6. And at the heart of all this, if you haven't had a chance to tune into the program this week, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You can listen to them when it's convenient for you. You could also go to the Ave Maria app. You could download it, listen to it whenever you'd like. While you're there on the website at Renewal, take some time just to browse it. There's a lot of good stuff there, good material, free for you to help build you up, help strengthen you in your walk in Christ, in your life in the church. And also, if you've been blessed by the work of Renewal Ministries in any way, our TV programs, our YouTubes, our missions, our radio programs, all the things that we're doing, if you feel blessed by it, bless us, would you, with a donation to help us continue to grow this ministry worldwide? God has blessed us in so many ways, and if he puts it on your heart, great. If not, pray for us, okay? Your prayers are very important, very powerful. Okay, I'm jumping into Romans 5 now, chapter 5, verse 6. Paul now is glorying in the reality of what has been accomplished in the grace of justification, the idea of becoming a new creation, becoming righteous before God, making us righteous, God acting through his grace, dealing with the sin problem in our lives, which he's going to dig deeper into here now today to help us understand the battle that only Jesus could solve, that problem, which was literally killing us, separating us from God, and giving us a death-directed destiny, living under the dominion of Satan and the powers of the flesh and the world that we could not break from. But only Jesus can bring us from it. So he's continuing to celebrate here. And he says, while we were yet helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. That's everybody. Why? One will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for a good man, one will dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for sinners. There's no other human being. I mean, Our Lady was, by God's grace, by the very death of Jesus, the God in his power and his timelessness was able to take the grace of the death of Jesus Christ on the cross to actually be there and give special grace to Our Lady when she herself was conceived to protect her from the stain of original sin, because she would be the one to carry the sinless one in her womb and share, right? It's her blood. He shares in her flesh. So the Father preserved that grace, gave that grace to her. That's entirely unique. The church calls the Immaculate Conception. But God shows us his love for us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Hopefully this week I can get to an important thing for us to come to understand in our new life in the Holy Spirit that I'll just touch on here. The last thing the devil wants us to see is that God loved his enemies, and that God came and gave the love of his life, who willingly came to make it possible for us to have our sins forgiven, to come into a living relationship and new life in the Lord. The devil can get us down a bunny trail, a narrow path that says God's love is conditional. God is love, and he loves every single human being. And this is how total his love is. But we have to be careful that God's justifying us, God's making us children of God, God bringing us into sharing in the glory that belongs to Jesus, was his free gift out of love. The devil wants us to get scrupulous, wants us to also get proud and relate to it that somehow ultimately I'm being saved because of my own capacity and perfection. And I've drawn the love of God because I'm a really, really good guy. It's not true. It's not how it all began. It's not the foundation of it all. God came to save sinners, and that's all of us. Now, we know salvation, we have a role to play in our lives going down the road. We cannot get confused by the devil's temptations where we think we're saving ourselves by our own perfection. Doesn't work that way. All of it's grace, and our cooperating matters. We'll talk about that later. But Paul goes on, verse 9. Since therefore we are now justified by his blood, it's by the blood of Jesus that we're brought to new life. Much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. So right here, Paul, in just two verses, reminds us fundamentally what our problem was and what God came to save us from. We were under sin. We were enslaved to sin. We were under demonic power. No hope in the world. No hope for eternal life in God. Jesus came to deal with that problem to make it possible to live that new life. And to make it possible for us to escape the wrath to come, the final judgment, which is real. This is why the church is in the business of salvation above everything else. Remember that list I gave on Monday? All the good things that the church does? We care about the poor. We care about the world. We care about God's good creation. We care about all kinds of things. The sick, you name it. And the church expresses that love for the dignity of the human person. But the most important thing by far, and what the church majors in, but somehow sometimes gets distracted by it, I have to tell you, it majors in this: dealing with the sin problem, which produces the death problem, which produces the eternal separation from God problem, and being made ready for the day of judgment. So remember St. Paul, St. Peter, Peter on the day of Pentecost said, flee the wrath to come, or flee from this crooked generation that's set as enemies of God, is on a death-directed course. Verse 10, for if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. Reconciled by his death on the cross. That is reconciliation. We were enemies of God. It needed to be repaired, that relationship. The sin problem, our offenses against God, needed to be dealt with. And that's what happened on the cross. But we're saved not only by his deeds on the cross, by his very life, because he rose to new life, new creation, new humanity. And he's offering to us what belongs to him. It's sobering to me how many Catholic people don't know what I just read to you and described for you. And it slowly gets reduced to a life of rule keeping. You know, keep the rules. It's a moral system, and it misses all of this central foundational stuff from the faith. And that's why for so many people, it's, what shall I say, Catholic life can be, or Christian life can just be just weighty, discouraging, a slog, not life-giving, not full of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, which is what the Holy Spirit produces, because our eyes are on the wrong thing. We're not laying hold of what Paul is describing here, these great glorious gifts. Verse 11, not only so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received our reconciliation. I mean, when we know our condition before God and what God has done for us, really, when we come to terms with it, what our condition was and where we were headed and where we will go if we don't pay attention to this, it's the greatest gift we've ever been given. And it should fill our hearts with a song of rejoicing at God's mercy. So then now in verse 12, Paul goes on to talk about sin a little bit more deeply. He said, therefore, as sin came into the world through one man, that is Adam, and death through sin. So death comes through sin. They're connected. He's talking about spiritual death, which also produces a natural death. So death spread to all men because all men sinned. Sin indeed was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not counted where there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sins were not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come. There's a lot here, but essentially what Paul is saying, that sin was in the world, but when they began to see it, when God began to reveal his law, the law which was meant for good becomes the very thing that ends up condemning human beings. Because the center of the law is love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. And when that light gets shown into the human heart, it's full of sin and pride, rebellion against God, not the love of God. And so the law which was meant for good ends up condemning us. In verse 15, but the free gift is not like the trespass. The free gift of God, of God's saving work in Jesus. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift in that grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for the many. That free gift of God abounds for the whole world if we say yes to it. And the free gift is not like the effect of that one man's sin. For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation. There it is. That's the situation of the human race. Under sin, we are condemned. But the free gift following many trespasses brings justification. Condemnation and justification, opposites. Condemned under sin because we deserved the just judgment that comes from living in sin and rebellion against God. We couldn't get out of it. Our works can't get us out of it. Because why? Because of our own sin, sick, fallen condition, we can't live the commandments without God's radical intervention, which is what happened in the person of Jesus. And he comes to put us in right relationship with him, which is called justification, becoming children of God and new life. Never forget that. There's a new life in me. Say that today. If I've been baptized into Christ, there is a new life in me. The life of God is in me. I'm a temple of the Holy Spirit. Verse 17, if because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, through Adam and his progeny, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. We're reigning in life. In Adam, we die. We're condemned. In Jesus, the new Adam, we're now sharing in a life, God's life, eternal life. And it comes through us by God's grace. We receive it. It's a free gift. We're righteous. We're made righteous by God, put in right relationship with God, the sin problem being dealt with. Verse 18, then as one man's trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one man's act of righteousness leads to acquittal and life for all men. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous. Law came in to increase trespass, but where sin increased, grace abounded all the more, so that as sin reigned in death, so grace also might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Sin reigned and dominated the human heart. God came in the person of his son, Jesus. And through his precious blood and the offering of his sacrifice, the kingdom of that darkness and rebellion and sin-sick condition are brought down. And now we reign with Christ in his new life. That's Christianity, friends. Hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.